callers and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you on board the Our Urban Story Express. I have here today my co-host, Miss Diamond. Would you like to greet our listeners?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. We're experiencing a beautiful Saturday here in the northeastern part of the United States. It's a beautiful fall day. We are falling back tonight. We're doing the fall back. You got to set your clocks back 1 hour. I'm sure our cell phones will do that for us, but for our other devices in the home, we have to set the hour back. I don't know. I wish they would just leave the clock alone.
I do too.
I really do. I think there's one area in the country where they don't do that. I mean, I like the extra hour of sleep, but you know, please leave the time alone.
Yes.
There's so much to get to this Saturday, as there is every Saturday. And Barbara, what's on the top of your head that you'd like to cover today to make sure we get covered?
Well, we can cover what's going on with this investigation with Russian collusion to see if the Russians influenced our voting for our president, Donald John Trump. Mm-hmm. That's one thing, you know, we know about Mueller. He's been investigating and he issued indictments for, I think it was two people, and that would be Paul J. Manafort and Richard W. Green. Mm. Both of them are from Virginia. Mm. And, you know, the indictments were handed down and all of that. But the bottom line is that Manafort, who worked on the Trump campaign, was charged with 12 counts of conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, unregistered agent of a foreign principal, false and misleading FARI statements, false statements, and 7 counts of failure to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts. Now, what I just said, it does not look like it has anything to do with being in collusion with the Russians to ensure that Donald J. Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. And I think if this is the best that Robert Mueller can do, then this, I think that Donald Trump, President Trump, will be in pretty good shape.
Absolutely.
It's a distraction, as General Kelly has said, his chief of staff. But I think Donald Trump, the president, will be fine when this is all said and done.
Well, this investigation did reveal that the dossiers that were created by or paid for by the campaign of Hillary Clinton, as well as the DNC.
This is true. I mean, that's one of the issues with this investigation by Robert Mueller. There's a conflict of interest, in my opinion, because he was the FBI director under President Obama.
Absolutely.
No, I'm not trying to impugn Robert Mueller's character, but you can't tell me that him being formerly as a FBI director under Obama, who is Trump's direct opposite, hasn't had an influence on how Robert Mueller has conducted this investigation. I dare say it has had an influence, because Trump is a total 180-degree different person than Obama. So I think some political influencing is going on here. But again, there are rumors, or people are really believing, that Robert Mueller built his whole Russia investigation on this discredited dossier put together by GPS Fusion. Now, that's the company that the DNC allegedly played. You had a Republican billionaire who was anti-Trump.
Absolutely.
And then there are rumors that the Hillary Clinton campaign contributed or paid GPS Fusion to put together this false dossier that, if it's true, is being used as the basis for an investigation into Donald Trump. And if that's the case, if you're using a discredited dossier to build a case against Donald Trump, then your whole premise is off if this dossier is not accurate.
I'd like to ask you a question. Has the DNC or the campaign of Hillary Clinton denied any involvement?
No. In fact, that's a good question. The current president of the Democratic National Committee, yes, the DNC, Tom Perez, said they will not, in other words, he said words to the effect of, we'll no longer do anything like that. And now they're trying to cast it as opposition research. And that's normal in the course of politics. But to have the OPPO research be used as the basis for a federal investigation against a sitting president, his son-in-law Jared Kushner and others, is really, to me, is beyond reasonable.
I think it's waste of taxpayer money, because now that you've discovered who is behind it, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
That's, to me, what needs to be done. If you're going to do something about it, do something about it. And if you're not, I think you it's a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
And I don't know and don't understand how Jared is involved in this, but I'm not happy with that.
Right.
From what I understand, he turned over some papers or whatever. But you said something very interesting that, you know, some of the things going on are normal political behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a shame because America's politics should be on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
But then once again, people have to be responsible for looking into the character of
Absolutely.
Who they're voting for.
Absolutely.
Not the party.
Exactly.
Character does count.
Absolutely. So I don't think, based on what we're seeing so far, I don't think much will come out of this. I also don't believe that Robert Mueller is totally unbiased. I don't believe he's neutral in this.
No, I don't think
and
so either.
And I think that the fact that this is a dossier that the federal government, well, the special prosecutor, is using as basically a launching point to conduct an investigation against the sitting president. And if this dossier is based on lies, then why are we investigating this president?
Absolutely.
There's
Absolutely.
More evidence.
It's a lot of hatred.
Yeah, exactly.
Ongoing hatred and shock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are still in shock that even after the Democratic Party did, and I'm not saying the Republicans are perfect, but we know that the Democrat Party has registered people or voting people who are dead, deceased, and no longer exist in this realm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we know that. We know that in Virginia, the governor let convicted felons vote for Hillary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We know that the Democratic former president even encouraged illegals to vote for Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
We know all of those things.
Absolutely. So more will be coming out. I do not think Robert Mueller, based on what we're seeing, has a strong case. I think that...
No, he doesn't.
I think Hillary Rodham Clinton did a very good job, she and her campaign, of diverting the issue away from them and onto President Trump. And what do I mean by that?
They can't put it on President Trump.
But what do
Trump?
I mean by that? They were able to divert it enough where the media became obsessed, and it became a mantra of the Democratic Party that Trump's victory was due to the influence of the Russians. That's all the media kept harping on. While the bigger story was, number one, that the DNC and Hillary colluded to pay for this false dossier, and number two, during President Obama's tenure, he, along with Secretary Clinton, approved of this transfer of 20% of the U.S. uranium to
absolutely.
The Russians.
Absolutely.
Now, this is a total case. The Uranium One deal is completely corrupt. Why do I say this? Hillary Clinton was on a committee, along with others, that had to decide whether it was in the best interest of the United States to transfer or to sell 20% of our uranium to Russia. That's one angle of it. The other angle of it is this same Uranium One company donated upwards of $150 million to her foundation. A total conflict of interest. As Secretary of State, I'm going to approve this deal. But as co-founder or founder of the Clinton Foundation, because of this deal, our foundation is getting upwards of $150 million.
Yeah.
Total conflict.
And then when she left the White House, she was totally broke. But now she has millions and millions. And we know where it came from. From foreign countries who wanted favors.
Absolutely.
Paid to play.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know we're all aware of the horrific attack in New York City, my hometown. It's just, it's almost, unbelievable that you have someone who came here at 10 years ago, but was still filled with the hatred for America, even though America was kind enough to let him come here through this program that Chuck Schumer and I believe it was Ted Kennedy, the late Ted Kennedy, were instrumental in having this program called the Diversity Immigrant Visa Program. And, you know, our president said this is a Chuck Schumer beauty. That's what he said. Because, you know, these progressives like Chuck Schumer will get many people killed. While they're walking around with their armed guards and with a gun in their pocket or their purse, an average citizen is, you know, doesn't have that protection. They'll get people killed. And I hope that we can get rid of Schumer in New York as well as de Blasio. But here it is, this man, or this excuse of a man, and I'm being ugly because what he did was very ugly. We don't have any other religion that I know of or belief system that I know of that just tells you to go out there and kill people randomly. You know, and I was listening to Michael Savage a few days ago. As a matter of fact, I attempted to call in because he was letting people know, he was talking about this attack, that Christians and Jews do not worship the same God. That Muslims worship. Absolutely. And I thought that that was a very good point that
he
made.
And that is a theologically sound point that he made. Franklin Graham has also said the same point. Because if you line up or try to match up the God of Islam with the God of Bible, there's a total mismatch. So, no, we do not worship the same God as Muslims.
Oh, no. Thank God. We don't. We don't. So, you know, what are your feelings about that attack, Ms. Diamond?
Well, I mean, of course, we were all outraged and it was horrible. Our U.S. visa system has to be tightened up. We need
or
to
eliminate it.
We need to. I don't think we can eliminate the immigration or visa system, but it has to be tightened up because we should not have a diversity lottery immigration system now, because we're too many of them, from what I understand, are coming from high risk countries. And I'm sorry, folks, I cannot be politically correct because political correctness literally gets people killed. A lot of those high risk countries are predominantly Muslim, and that is the real deal. And he came here actually 7 years ago, 29-year-old man. The United States opened his doors, and through him, he was able to bring in 23 other people. That's called chain immigration. And Trump is absolutely right. This diversity lottery program has to end. It has to be merit-based. The reality of it is most Muslims are not violent, right? If you have a can of M&Ms, most of them are good, but two or three M&Ms are poisonous. Are you still going to put your hand in and eat those M&Ms? No, because you know two or three are poisonous. There are we need to be asking better questions. We know they can lie to us. Well, we need to ask, do they believe in Sharia law? We've got to start asking these
questions. But they can lie. You know, we need to tighten up. But let me ask you, I just heard you, and I didn't know that he brought in 12 other people?
He actually brought in this Saifulo Saipov. He actually was able to bring in 23 other people. So once they get here, they can sponsor or say, I'll help support XYZ, and they get over here.
Well, let me ask you, do these people, since with this lottery system, or whatever, who came in here, do they come here with special skills or something that is contributing to America?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I know that that was a requirement in the early 20th century up until about maybe the 40s, 50s, maybe the 70s. But as liberals have discovered, they can have another voting block if they push more immigration. That's kind of been tossed out the window, I think. Now, they can put it on an application, I can do X, Y, and Z, but who knows if it's actually true.
But that is true.
But there's no evidence that any of that is really being followed through and asked of these people who are coming into this country. Our country should not be just a dumping ground. It's not a dumping ground. Not everybody can and should get into the United States.
Well,
we need to have some filters on this process.
That's why we, the people, need to flex our muscles and, you know, get rid of some of these progressives, liberals, and I call them secular humanists who believe that America is not defined by borders.
Right, exactly.
You know.
I mean, political correctness gets people killed, literally.
Innocent people.
8 people lost their lives. Most of them, I believe, were tourists. Some from South America, and it's a shame.
And bicyclists and all that.
Just, in Lower Manhattan? Just,
yes, exactly. Yes.
And he had been planning, actually, where we're sitting right now is very close to Paterson, New Jersey. And he lives in Paterson, New Jersey. He survived the attack. And one of the grocery stores he goes to in Paterson talked about how rude he was. Now, in his hospital bed, he asked for an ISIS flag. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He's filled with hatred. I wish I could say he's an isolated incident. I could say he's an exception, but unfortunately, I can't. There are too many attacks we've endured, not only here but in Europe and around the world, from Muslim males. So there's got to be some kind of reform in Islam, or we have to restrict the immigration from Muslim countries. It's just that simple.
You know, and if they're they have low immigration rates coming to America, we cannot just keep blindly trying to balance it out, because
yes.
We have to look out for our safety.
Absolutely.
What is he from? Uzbekistan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Uzbekistan. I don't know. I didn't even hear of that before. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, you can be from any stand you want. But if you have been influenced by Islam from the time you were in your mother's womb, you are a danger.
I mean, that's the reality
Barbara.
We're not saying this to be mean, nasty toward Muslims. We're saying this after case after case. At some point, you've got to say there's something wrong.
There is something definitely wrong.
Even Democrats have to say there's something wrong.
I don't think they can. I think that they're so sold out to darkness that they can't say what you're saying. Because, you know, even when we had the Fort Hood attack, what did our president come out? What did the president at that time come out and say? Workplace violence.
Right.
They can't even hardly say the word terrorism.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Islamic terrorism.
Yes, exactly.
But we, the people, we can say it, we can recognize it, and we know that we don't need people in office like Schumer in particular and others of his ilk that believe that we don't have borders and they're trying to build their voting bloc.
Right.
We don't need them in office because they put us at risk.
Absolutely. You know, and Hillary Clinton had the nerve to say that the President Trump shouldn't politicize the attack. But when we had the shooting in Las Vegas, that's what Democrats did. Basically, a Republican should be for more gun laws. Gun laws are not going to solve that problem. And
no.
This problem here with Muslim males, not all Muslim males, but too many, are a danger to our society. Now, CNN, like Jake Tapper, a host on CNN, said, "Wallahu Akbar is a beautiful sounding phrase in other situations." I mean, this is the day of, I believe, Jake Tapper, the day of the murders in Lower Manhattan this past week. I guess what I'm trying to say is, too many liberals, after an attack by Muslims on innocent people, they immediately go into protect Muslims mode. They immediately warn us we should not become Islamophobic. We should not blame all Muslims. But if you have a white guy who goes on a rampage and shoots people, God forbid, then but the same liberal media wants to blame all white people and white racism. Do you understand what the difference here? One Muslim does it, but it's more than one Muslim. They don't want to blame Islam. One white guy does a shooting, which is horrible, then they want to blame almost the entire white race. The media is really in cahoots with this, trying to blind and lie to the American people, and we have to look past it and get smarter.
You know, I saw something on the American Thinker, and it was on November the 3rd, article by James Ardlandson, and he says, "Why do terrorists yell Allah Akbar when they attack?" And, it's not difficult to understand. Way back when, he doesn't give the exact date, but a Jewish settlement, Calabar, K-H-A-I-B-A-R, was attacked by Muslims. Mm. And they yell the same phrase. And why do they do it? Let me see. Muslims use the phrase during prayers, but terrorists also follow Muhammad's example because Muhammad raided this Jewish village.
Right.
Oh, here it is. It's difficult to be clearer than that. Muhammad used the expression to instill terror in the Jews of Kaaba and to announce his arrival. Wow. So they use that phrase, according to this article, to instill fear.
Right, right. Exactly. Right, exactly.
And it's their religion that's prompting them to attack the innocents.
Absolutely. And that's something that needs to be looked at, and there needs to be a reform, a reformation that happens in the Muslim world. Recently, we celebrated the 500th, I think it was the 500th anniversary when Luther wanted to reform the Catholic Church.
Right.
A reformation has to occur in the Muslim world. If they are not willing to do it for fear of attack by fundamentalists, what have you, then we are going to have to do it. We have to put restrictions on them. They are not free to kill and murder innocent people, even though their religious book tells them that no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah. And that's
absolutely
a very deep and penetrating statement. It applies to you as a Muslim in the year 1400, and it applies to you in the year 2017. And it is a very dangerous statement from the Quran, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. So, you know, we have to lift up those families of those who were murdered.
Yes.
And those who were injured, we have to lift them up in prayer.
Absolutely.
And just pray that this doesn't happen again.
Right, exactly.
It's a very dangerous, unfortunately, religion.
It's a very dangerous
system.
Very dangerous. You know, New York is a great place, but it also can be a dangerous place because we're vulnerable. I mean, I work in New York, and it's you have to be very careful. And the two groups I think we have to really watch now are these, like the person in Las Vegas, and it's still shady about Vegas because I don't think he was the sole shooter or the sole person involved in that. And then you have these Muslims who are willing to attack and murder innocent people.
Absolutely. And they're unfortunately trained to do that from a very young age.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And, you know, letting them come over here when they're right. 20 or whatever, you know, does not erase what has been pushed into them and put into them and poured into them.
What's frustrating is that de Blasio and then the deputy chief of police in New York, their immediate reaction is, well, Muslims shouldn't be blamed. Don't blame all Muslims. It's their immediate reaction should be, we need to keep our people safe. Even if you're tourists in New York City, you need to be kept safe. Why do they their immediate response is, don't blame Muslims?
Because they're in darkness, B. They're not going to tell the truth. Their fiber is composed of lies. They have been blinded by the little g god of this land. They are secular humanists, and they can't admit truth, you know, because basically they're in almost as much darkness as those who do these attacks.
Wow.
You know, they can't.
That's
why we don't need them in office. They're too dangerous.
Right.
Can I just give you some little good news?
Sure, absolutely.
I was looking on, you know, Breitbart, and it just told me that President Trump signed a law to honor the 200th anniversary of Frederick Douglass' birth.
Wow.
You know, Frederick Douglass many times is overlooked, I think. So I'm very happy for this because he was truly a wise man. He was a slave who escaped from freedom, and he became, you know, a writer, a abolitionist, started, yes, you know, the paper, advised Abraham Lincoln, and, you know, became a very prominent man. He was a man above men, and he was a Republican.
Nice, right, yes, absolutely. Former slave and all that, absolutely.
Only in America could you be a former slave and rise to such heights, I believe.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
And there's no doubt that he was a black man.
Right.
And Donna Brazile.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she has a book coming out. What is it called, Hacked?
Oh, is it? I didn't know. Yes. I don't know the name of the book.
I think the book is called Hacked. But wow. She's on a roll. I'm happy for her. Maybe, you know, she's going to get some peace to her soul, because you can't be a liberal and be at peace. Mm. Because you have to go against, number one, God. Mm-hmm. Number mm-hmm. two, nature. Mm. You know, because they're supporting unnatural things. Killing babies is unnatural.
Right, right, right.
Putting a rubber stamp on two of the same sex entering into what's a sacred relationship mm-hmm. between mm-hmm. that, you can't be at peace. You can't have the peace in your soul. And she said that she put on some gospel music, relaxed, and she just turned the tables on everybody.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that in a few seconds when we come back from break. Thank you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area. Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network. NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DGVRadio.com.
And here we are back with you. Let me give you the telephone number in case you want to call in and let your voice be heard. The number is 973-925-4559. Miss Diamond.
Yeah, so we touched on Donna Brazile before the break. Thank you for coming back and staying with us. Donna Brazile, for those who don't know, most of you know, she's an African-American black, you know, black woman. And she's the first African-American to run a major presidential campaign. She ran Al Gore's campaign in the year 2000, and he almost became president. So, needless to say, Ms. Donna Brazile is a power player in the Democratic world, Democratic Party politics. Very powerful, very influential. So, this past week, she dropped a few bombshells. And Democrats, as you were saying, Barbara, earlier.
Yes.
Democrats usually don't do this.
It's they don't devour one another.
Yes. Who devour one another. Why don't you, because you did some research on this, why don't you kick us off in this whole Donna Brazile conversation?
Well, I would want to take us back to the Commander-in-Chief Forum that was held September the 7th of 2016. And why I go back there is because it's reported that an NBC female executive somehow or another got word out of what happened behind the scenes.
Okay.
Because Hillary was upset with Matt Lauer because he asked her a question about her private server and those emails.
Okay.
And when she went backstage, it's reported that she threw water at her assistant.
Cool. And Hillary
Clinton. Mm. And then she said some terrible things to Donna Brazile.
Mm.
I went back recently and looked at, I found it on YouTube, and it's reported that Hillary said, "I am so sick of your face. You stare at the wall like a brain-dead buffalo while letting that effing Lauer get away with this. What are you good for, really? Get the F to work janitoring this mess. Do I make myself clear?" And as I said, an NBC female executive reported that this is what happened behind the scenes, but Hillary Clinton's staff is not allowed to use their cell phones, so there's no documentation of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I say that because now what I'm saying to myself, Donna got her back for those words. She dropped the bombshell right on Hillary's head. And you're absolutely right. The Democrats usually never devour one another like the Republicans do.
Right.
I've been saying for years the Republicans should, you know, follow those. In other words, they should copy the tactics of the Democrats. You can complain about a fellow Republican, but you don't have to shred them to pieces. But
exactly.
You know, study those that you oppose.
Right, right.
This is very unusual.
Yes, it is.
Because in her statements,
it is.
When she wanted to call Bernie Sanders, she did a lot of research. And as she said, she followed the money.
Mm-hmm.
She thought very little of Debbie Wasserman
Schultz, who was a former chair
Absolutely.
Of the Democratic National Committee.
And she confirmed and told and expressed to Bernie Sanders that the whole nomination process was rigged against him.
Wow. Yeah, the revelations from Donna Brazile's book, I mean, they were excerpted on Politico.com, are really breathtaking.
Yes.
The whole rigging of the Democratic National primary campaign was relatively known. I mean, but it wasn't confirmed. For instance, they would have Democrat superdelegates, right? Let's say people in Philadelphia. Let's just give it, or you know.
Bottom line,
they voted
rigged.
For Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
They could have a Democratic superdelegate whose one vote made up 5,000 whatever.
Yes.
So that the superdelegate from the Democratic National Committee overruled the will of the the people. That is the bottom line.
It was rigged.
Donna Brazil knew it was rigged, and she felt guilty about that. And so she had to get herself spiritually ready to confirm to Bernie Sanders that, yes, we rigged it against you. And the other bombshell, she talked about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And I have a feeling Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I mean, she did a poor job. Donna Brazil said she was a poor manager.
Yes, she did.
I think she's a drinker. I think Debbie Wasserman Schultz has a drinking issue. And then Donna Brazil also, Sacred Cow, the Sacred Cow of the Democratic National Democratic politics, period, is former President Barack H. Obama. And she even said Barack Obama yes. really put the DNC in a financial pickle. He has spent so much money of the DNC, he really almost, I don't want to say bankrupt him.
But
close to bankrupting the DNC. So I appreciate Donna Brazil's honesty.
I know.
It's really breathtaking.
She has some sort of epiphany.
Yeah, it's breathtaking that she was so honest. And one of the things she said, and what's not supposed to happen, is that she said that the Clinton campaign in Brooklyn was essentially running
the DNC. That's
there
right.
There needs to
That's
be
right.
some separation,
and there
so that the DNC has some kind of I don't know, coming across as neutral toward all the candidates. But they were essentially, her campaign was essentially running the Democratic National Committee.
And you know, even wacky Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren, she also admitted that the DNC primary process was rigged.
Wow.
That's really breaking news. You know, they want to bombard the news with all of this sexual crap that's going on in Hollywood like something new. These are the things that are important.
Yeah.
How our country is being run.
Yeah.
Who's doing what? Who's saying what?
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm not interested in, a rape charge. You're going to say that 20 years ago someone raped you. Everyone knows that Hollywood has the casting couch.
Mm. Well, I feel slightly different. I do care.
Okay.
But some people are taking advantage of it.
Yes.
They're coming out of the woodworks, making this or that allegation. But I think what it shows is Hollywood's hypocrisy. They want to march against Donald Trump. He's such a sexist pig, whatever you want to call him. But then they're lauding and celebrating people like Harvey Weinstein, who has been alleged to have raped women. I mean, this is, the Hollywood hypocrisy is through the damn roof.
And most of them belong to that organization called Purple for the American People, for the American Way. They are just as anti-American traditions as you can be.
Right.
They're trying to take over Virginia. They said Virginia is for progressives. I went on their website, and please go visit it. Mm-hmm. And you'll see how disturbing and alarming these people, and the members of this group are those Hollywood elites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, then you have like an actor, Kevin Spacey, very well known,
yes.
Oscar winning. And, you know, with this everything coming out about the Hollywood, I think the whole Harvey Weinstein, that just opened the floodgates in Hollywood. And when he was accused of getting in bed with a 14-year-old boy, he used that to say...
Oh, Spacey, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey, well, I'm homosexual. And what a lot of homosexuals got upset about it is you're conflating homosexuality with pedophilia. In other words, because a lot of people believe homosexual males tend to lean toward molesting children, he kind of confirmed it because while he was,
yes.
he used that, his homosexuality, as an excuse, if you will, for getting into bed with his 14-year-old boy. But I want to go back to the Democratic National Committee. The Democrats are in deep, deep trouble. The Democrats lost to Donald Trump last year. November 8th will be the one-year anniversary when President Trump became President-elect Trump, and I still can't believe it. I mean, in a sense, it's a miracle. The Democrats have since done some autopsies on why they lost. One of the key reasons why they lost is that they were out of touch with the average American. They got so caught up in identity groups that they lost touch with the mom and pop, the trucker, the farmer in Iowa. They participated in bi-coastal politics on the East Coast, on the West Coast, and forgetting those people in rural areas in Middle America. Your thoughts, please.
My thoughts that I thank God that there are more people in America with moral standards than those who have no standards, because people with moral standards could not go out there and knowingly vote for a congenital pathological liar, which Hillary Clinton is.
I just, you know, I'm going back to your point. I think that's a very good point. I think Donna Brazil, why did she come out so forcefully against Hillary? If what you're saying is accurate based on what the reporting from the NBC reporter
and your NBC sources, NBC executive. Yes.
When she said that to Donna, now remember, let me just back up 1 minute before I go into finish my thought on that.
Okay.
Donna Brazil basically admitted, yes, when Hillary had the debates on CNN against Trump, Donna Brazil, because she was a special, she worked for CNN to a certain extent as a consultant, she was able to give the questions to Hillary in advance. Now, when this first story first broke, it was unbelievable because of Donna's history. She doesn't have a history of that. I think, to your point earlier, Donna Brazil has had an epiphany.
Absolutely.
And when Hillary Clinton, if what you're saying is accurate, after the commander-in-chief debate with Trump and called her a buffalo and all that, she tried to strip Donna Brazil of her dignity.
Yes.
Because you can be mad at someone and be pissed that Matt Lauer asked those questions, but then to call someone a buffalo and talk about their weight and their personal appearance, you're stripping a person of their dignity. Yeah. And I think Donna Brazil, I think your point is very well taken, Barbara. I think Donna Brazil, it hurt her personally because Hillary had gone too far, and she bided her time and she provided this blockbuster.
You know, it would hurt anyone to be called a brain dead buffalo. And I mean, from the looks of Donna, she looks like she's a woman that can handle herself. But from what I saw in the video and what they stated was that she just looked at Hillary without saying a word. Wow. And that caused Hillary to become even more enraged.
Wow.
And Hillary even demanded to get Comcast on the phone because she wanted to get Matt Lauer fired.
Yeah, I think NBC owns Comcast because Matt Lauer works for NBC. You know, Donna Brazil is alleged to be a lesbian, but that doesn't take away anything that she's saying here, because she has been in the Democratic
for a long time
party circles at the highest levels for a long
time. Absolutely.
The Clintons are very powerful. The Obamas are very, very powerful. And for her as a black woman to say this about the first black president, there's a lot of turmoil going on, and she put it on paper, and her book is being released this coming week. It should be interesting.
Yes. And it's called Hacks.
Well, you know, I like the fact that for the first time that I can remember in a very long time, a Democratic operative is willing to break the taboos and tell the truth.
I can't ever recall when they did that.
Yeah, this is big. This is huge.
I mean, this is really, and to call Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
And let him know.
But see, Bernie Sanders, to me, this the Bernie Sanders angle is interesting, because Bernie was allegedly given close to $1 million, or he was able to purchase a beach house.
Sure did.
And he and his wife are not known to have a lot of money.
Absolutely.
I mean, compared to the average American, they do, but they're not wealthy.
No, they're not.
You know, like a Nancy Pelosi, who's worth $20, $30, $40 million easily. So I think Bernie Sanders knew it was rigged, and he went along with the game because he ended up endorsing Hillary. Remember that?
Of course. But he still couldn't get many of his followers.
That's true.
To vote for her.
That's true.
You know, and, you know, his followers believed in socialism, and the millennials, you know, they think that socialism is everything because Bernie let everyone know he's a socialist.
But, you know, you just brought up something that I want to talk about. It's a little different.
Okay.
Because socialism and communism basically ruined Venezuela. Venezuela used to be one of the most prosperous countries in South America. Under Hugo Chavez, you know, he brought in the socialism, and you might as well say communism. And why it brought something to mind this week that I heard about. And it disgusted me. As many of you know, Venezuelans are going hungry, many of them. I saw an article where Venezuelan teenagers are selling themselves.
Yes.
Prostituting themselves so they won't starve.
Sex for survival.
And the president, Maduro, current president of Venezuela, he was giving some kind of press conference. And during the press conference, he took a bite out of an empanada. Now, it struck me, it was very disturbing to me, because you're giving a press conference. You're the president of a country where people are starving, and you're taking a bite out of an empanada. It was almost as if he's rubbing it in the faces of his critics.
How insensitive.
I mean, it's as if I know someone is dying of thirst, and in the middle of a press conference, I'm drinking a glass of water, knowing there are people in my country who don't have access to water. I found that to be very disturbing that Maduro would even do that. That's very godless, and he will pay for that. That's very cruel, because there are Venezuelans, as I'm speaking right now, who are going through garbage trying to find food.
Yeah, but, you know, millennials who are not being taught real history.
Yes, yes.
Who are not being taught the beauty of capitalism.
Exactly.
Who are under the control of these leftist professors.
Yes.
And they promote such things as socialism, everybody on the same level.
Right. But that's not how it really works.
And it can't work that way, because who's going to distribute what?
Right.
Those people who are in position to distribute to you.
Right.
And me, God forbid.
Right.
Are above us.
Exactly. Well, that's
even the concept of socialism doesn't even make sense.
Well, the millennials who say that, and I did see something to your point, yes, where more millennials would prefer to live under socialism or communism as opposed to capitalism. But guess what? Many of them are not moving to socialist or communist countries. That
is just talk.
You know, when I was in high school, I asked my professor, because we were talking about communism in Russia. And I said to him, how can everyone be equal when you have Russian diplomats and Russian power players in Mercedes-Benzes?
Absolutely.
And other Russians are not. I said that about Mao Zedong in China. He was in a limousine or in an expensive car, and you have Chinese peasants. So how did communism even the playing field?
You know, we need some...
And my teacher had no answer.
You know, we need some of these big time, I would say, preachers who have a loud audience and a big voice to start teaching truth. Yeah. Start teaching that, you know, what the Bible teaches, a man that doesn't work shouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. If they started teaching truth, maybe we can get the minds back of some of our young people.
Barbara, that brings me to your book. Your book,
yes,
is very powerful. And when it gets out to the public is going to find it as powerful as I find it. But in your book, you talk about how the church, since slavery up until maybe a couple of decades ago, maybe more than that, was the cornerstone of the black community.
Absolutely.
But it's basically has been hijacked by this liberal agenda. I mean, they talk about God, the Bible, and all that, but they're not talking about real hard issues.
They're talking about another God. They're not even talking about the God of the Bible, because every time I hear it, it's about what he's going to give you. Mm. Not repentance. It's not talking about repentance. It's not talking about, you know, realizing that you're going in the wrong direction.
Right.
They want you to clap your hands, stomp your feet, and be happy as you go to hell. It's not the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible doesn't tell you to hate white people because years and years ago, your ancestors that you don't even know were slaves.
Exactly. It's true. You're absolutely right.
So they're not even honoring the God of the Bible.
But what I'm thinking and what I'm concerned about in the black community is that these churches have been taken over by this socialist liberal
agenda.
They
have been, yes.
And they're not teaching the benefits of capitalism.
No.
We live in a capitalist society, but there are safety nets. We're not going to let you starve to death. You are going to get medical attention. The only people you may see starve to death are people who are not mentally right and who isolate themselves, or people or children who are under the ward of cruel, wicked parents or guardians.
Absolutely.
Other than that, if you're in a pretty good set of, and your head is together, you can get the help that you need. So living under capitalism really has been a blessing for millions of people around the world. In fact, China recognized that there are benefits of capitalism. That's why they had to incorporate at some level. Now, they're not a capitalistic country.
But they incorporated some aspects of it
in order to move their economy forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, our churches, for the most part, unfortunately, they're failing because we don't have the moral standards. You know, Hollywood has really defined how our culture is going to be. That's why I don't feel sympathetic for them, because they sexualized our communities. They sexualized our country, I should say. They celebrated things like adultery and, you know, other things that are unnatural.
Right, right.
And as a result, what do we have? According to the Heritage Foundation, at least 40% of our children today are being born not into a solid, stable home with a married mother and father. Mm. As the families go in America, so goes America.
Absolutely.
So we need to rethink and be retaught the values that made not only this country great, but the individuals who make up we the people made them great too. Mm. Look at people, a person like Frederick Douglass, born a slave.
Yeah.
But you don't hear him talking about the hatred of anybody.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And here it is. We have people who barely can spell the word slavery.
That's true.
Burning up other people's property, pulling down statues.
And it's demonizing of white people and white privilege.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of white people who are struggling day to day, who are living in poverty in trailer parks
and all that.
And they're struggling. So I don't know if this obsession with you're trying to demonize white people.
This may not be popular and people may not like it, but here it is. You know, I have people who say that they hate white people while they're strutting around in a blonde wig with blue eyed contacts. You know, that's how confused some of them are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you're coming from dysfunctional families who don't teach values, morality, and ethics, you know, anything goes.
Right, right.
You know, it's so sad. But at any rate...
Well, on November, like I said earlier, November 8th will be the one-year anniversary of President Trump's successful, obviously, election. What do you think? I know some liberals are planning to scream or whatever. But again, you and I were talking about this a few weeks ago. They are distraught. It wasn't just that Donald Trump won. I think it was a thwarting of an agenda to move America more to the left.
Of course.
Hillary was the heroine for millions of them, and she lost. It was a psychological wound that many of them suffered when Donald Trump was became president-elect.
It didn't even bother them that her record of... telling untruths. That didn't bother them. Didn't bother them about the four that two were killed in Benghazi, and she told the untruth about it being the video being the cause of it. You can go back in her history and find numerous incidences. We went to Bosnia and we got off the plane and it was gunfire. Mm-hmm. And then you see videos of her getting flowers from little girls and, you know. So it didn't bother them. That her character was very, very, very flawed. Not that any of us are perfect, but our standards should be a little higher than that. Mm-hmm. To keep this country, keep this country as that shining city on a hill. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people didn't care, and they're still having convulsions because she did not win. And that was only like Franklin Graham said, they forgot the God factor. That was only because of God intervening somehow or another, miraculously, even with all of the cheating, all of the deception. Sure. All of the, you know, our president telling the illegals to go out and vote, and the governor in Virginia letting even convicted felons vote, and voters that they're discovering every day who are dead, she still lost.
Yep. Yep. She had the wind at her back. She had the media, Hollywood,
absolutely,
academia, the Democratic National Committee machine, people on the grounds in Ohio.
And then the hate Trumpers.
President Obama telling illegals to vote.
Absolutely.
All that, and she still lost.
Yes, and then the Trump haters.
Yeah.
The Trump haters.
Republicans, Trump.
Kasich and all of these people.
Romney.
Even the Bush family.
Yes.
I was very disappointed in them.
Yeah. Before we go, I don't know how much time we have left because we have 1 minute left very quickly. It was a disgrace that deserter Bo Bergdahl did not get jail time.
Absolutely.
You had, I believe, 6-8 men who searched for him who are serving a life sentence because one or two of them died. They have permanent wounds. It was horrible that the judge didn't give him one day in jail.
We don't need these judges, we don't need these teachers, we don't need these politicians who are blinded by truth and honesty and who don't love this country and most of all don't follow the guidance or want the guidance of God. We don't need those people in office because they'll ruin our country. We're going to say so long for right now. Thank you for listening to our Urban Story.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred